Welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news in pop culture. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host who just saved a alpaca from a flood is our good friend, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm off an emotional high. I was pretty stuffed up, you know, being able to save that alpaca in a flood. Unfortunately, I don't have access to Australia, so I couldn't do anything about the fires over there, unfortunately.
Now, did you take your shirt off to help carry it?
That one came down to a very tough decision. I could have taken my shirt off and wrapped it around the alpaca to keep it warm, but then people would see my gross, disgusting body. Or I'd keep my shirt on, but I risk the alpaca freezing from being wet. So I decided to do the good thing and expose my disgusting body to the world.
Oh, I thought you were going to say. So I decided I wanted some good press when the cameras were looking at me. So I let the alpaca get a little chilly.
No, I'm not that mean. I wouldn't let an animal freeze.
So, Alex, anything else besides this fake story we just said new going on with your life?
No, nothing entirely crazy. You know, it's just been one... I need sleep, man. I just got off my day shift rounds. Thank goodness I'll be going into night shift rounds next week. Because, you know me, I love my night shifts. Nothing crazy besides that. Just, you know, getting all the Christmas shopping done, you know. It's Black Friday, so thank God we don't live in America, am I right?
Yeah, it's exciting for those Americans out there that are listening. Because it's Thanksgiving for you guys. We already celebrated and got all the Thanksgiving stories out of the way. We don't have any leftovers for those stories, but we still have some other stories. As for myself, nothing too exciting this week. This has been a pretty short turnaround from the last time we recorded. I believe it's only been like 4 days, maybe 3 days. So it's been pretty close. So not too many crazy stories for news-wise or our lives as well. I think the craziest thing that's happened to me was... So moving on to stories, the biggest story is the koala being saved from a fire. This is really the only story, this and the Popeye one, that was remotely trending. Have you seen the koala story?
I've seen a lot about, not this specific koala, I've seen a lot of very sad stories about koalas, one very recently today, in fact.
What was the sad story you saw today about a koala?
About how many unfortunately perished in the fire.
And how many was that?
It was 350, I believe.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I knew it was more than 300. Yeah. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already an endangered animal, so that definitely doesn't help.
We feel you, Australia. We want the koalas to make it through.
This was the only story I saw about the situation. I didn't even see one with the update about how many have perished or how many have died over the fire. But this article talks a little bit about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the story that I really saw, which it popped up a lot. This woman just ripped her shirt off, put it around this koala to help carry because it was burning, and just carried the thing out of the fire. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she clearly is a hero to the people, obviously to the koalas. She's a big story right now. Should Disney scoop up the story and announce a official Disney Plus MCU spinoff, Koala Woman?
That is one of the weirdest transitions I've ever heard of. A Disney Plus Marvel exclusive called, what was it, Koala Woman?
The name might sound a bit rough. I did not take notes for this podcast because of the short turnaround. So we're going to go with Koala Woman. Yes, that's the title.
We're going noteless today. Fun. I'm trying to think of a better name, but I can't. Koala Woman, I guess.
Or Mar Superwoman.
That's good. Don't get me wrong. I think that is a brilliant idea to concoct in someone's brain. No, absolutely not.
Actually, let's be real. It's the MCU. I was about to say they wouldn't make money off of it if it went to the theaters. They could make any superhero, slap MCU on it, and it'll make money at the theaters. So I think this could even be a box office success for the theaters, but I think it's more of a Disney Plus show. I could definitely see this hitting off pretty well. It's interesting. It's refreshing. It's a unique superpower. How many people can fly? Quite a few. How many people are able to latch onto koalas faster than the speed of light? Only one.
Well, congrats to Koala Woman then, signing a deal with Marvel, I guess.
Yeah, I think Marvel should start doing these more ridiculous superheroes. We've already gone through all of the well-known comic book iconic heroes. We just had Endgame. They love money, so they're going to continue making movies now on lesser-known important heroes. Let's do funny heroes now. Let's take a funnier approach to this. I think Superwoman could be a big upgrade for the MCU. I think it could be huge.
Oh my god. I can't believe I like the idea of that Marsupawoman.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. What would her superpowers be?
Well, she'd have invincibility to heat.
Yes.
Obviously, like, come on. Oh, geez, what else? She shoots cannon of water out of her arms. She's basically a living Squirtle.
Oh my gosh, she's turning into a Pokemon.
Exactly. She's evolving into her true form.
Can she only say her own name?
Yes, unfortunately. And I clicked off the article, but I believe her name is...
Her name is Tony.
Are you sure it's a her?
Yes.
Oh, I see. It's I, like Toni Collette. Okay.
I have seen her with a shirt off.
Okay. Don't tell Andrea that.
Wasn't anything too crazy. It was just one of the episodes of the Marsupawoman series.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Okay, well then, yeah, all she says is Tony as she's dumping water everywhere.
I think she has a power similar to Aquaman, where instead of talking to fish, she can only talk to koalas. That's the only animal she can talk to.
Oh, that's interesting. I like the idea of that.
So obviously in the show that's going to be coming forward, this is completely not made up. In the first episode, she's starting a fundraiser to help make koalas no longer endangered. And everyone's like, oh, wow, she's a hero. She really wants to look after the koala population. Mm-hmm. Obviously she does. But she also wants to increase the population, so she has more friends to talk to.
Yeah, that seems legit. Totally makes sense.
And then should she have a sidekick, which is Koala, and it's this really chill koala with shades on?
Koala? Man, you've really outdone yourself.
Thanks. But in all seriousness, this is a really cool story. I don't know if you know, Alex, but when I was a child, the koala was my favorite animal.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very weird pick. It used to be an elephant, and then I went on the Disney ride where they have water shoot at you and everything, and I remember specifically the moment my opinion on elephants took a 180, and that was when the very end of the ride, there was this elephant statue, and it shot water from its trunk. It was just a statue, but it shot it straight from its trunk and only hit me, and I got soaked from that. And it ruined my whole day at Disney. And I have never forgiven elephants for that. So koalas replaced elephants as my favorite animal when I was like 8.
Well, koala me a fool for not getting you a stuffed koala as a Christmas gift. I'm glad I got that pun slipped in there.
We've made a lot of mistakes this podcast with these puns. They've taken a turn. Tony was a hero to me and to everyone in Sydney. The place was on fire, saved one of the koalas. Unfortunately, there's still a bunch that ends up getting killed. But if you want to help fundraise, there is a GoFundMe to help raise money to take care of some of the koalas that are getting hydrated at the moment.
We should start an international campaign to get people to donate money to koalas.
If Disney was to make this into a actual film in theaters, they could raise a percentage of the donations to the Koala Foundation.
Yeah, we could call it the Koala Care Foundation. I really hope it's not a thing because I kind of want to trademark it.
Actually called the Australian Koala Foundation.
Oh, well, that's lame.
Why? Because it's got the word Australia in it?
No, you have the perfect attempt to use alliteration with koala care and you don't use it? Like, come on. Jeez.
Also, isn't Australia fake? I thought I heard that on the news a few years ago. Australia's not a real country, so maybe none of this even happened.
Oh god, I forgot about that.
Is there a flag in the background of these clips not waving in the air?
It's quite possible.
People start noticing a green screen on the edge of the screen, and you realize the whole thing's fake.
Tell you what. I'll ask my coworker, who apparently has been to Australia, if Australia is fake.
I don't believe it. Everyone that says they've been to Australia, they're paid by the government to pretend they're paid there.
for a healthy sum.
Well, just like $10, you know, it's good enough.
$10. I need more than $10 to keep my mouth shut.
That's 10 free bucks. I'll tell people anything for $10.
You'll tell people anything for $10?
Yeah, that's right. This is the new service that I'm offering to people. If you want to break up with a significant other, if you want to inform someone that you just murdered their dog, or whatever other horrible news you have, just hit me up on poptopic_pod and let me know what you want me to do. I'll tell people anything for $10.
Do you do Facebook statuses or comments?
If it's on their account, I'm not going to make comments on my account.
Well, then that's just not great service, because I had the perfect idea, but now it doesn't work.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll discuss the payment off the podcast, but...
Okay. I was going to give you $10 to go on my ex-girlfriend's Facebook and comment, "You've had better."
And tell her that she's had better?
Yes.
Got you. I thought you wanted me to go on my Facebook and be like, "Hi guys, this is totally Quentin, and I'm gay." And I was like, I don't need my grandmother to see this.
Oh no, I'm not that mean.
Yeah, my grandmother doesn't understand technology at all. God bless her, but she would not understand that someone just told me to say that as a joke. She'd be like, "Okay, well, are you sure, Quentin? Because it really seems like you're gay." She wouldn't get it. She is one of those people that always sends me these messages on Facebook that says, "You have to share this to 10 people or you're going to get haunted by this creepy girl with black hair in front of her face tonight." And she believes it. She's like, "Quinn, I'm sorry I had to do this to you, but you have to send this to 10 people because I didn't want to die. But you got to now send it to 10 people so you don't die." And I was like, "Grandmother, you don't die. There's no girl that's going to come at you tonight if you don't send this to 10 people. And she's like, "No, there is, Quentin, because it says so in the message. You have to read the message. So please send it to 10 people. I'm sorry I had to do it." And I was like, "I'm not going to send it to 10 people, Grandma. So if I do die tonight, it is because you sent this to me." So speaking of dying, the next story we have is the human Popeye. It's revealed that he looks the way he does because he has... not dying muscles, but dead muscles removed after a botched bodybuilding injection. Now, did you see the Popeye, the humanistic Popeye? I've seen a few videos on it this week. Really quite a look this guy has.
No, I haven't seen the human Popeye. Honestly, when I first read the story, I'm like, what does this have to do with Popeye's chicken?
Oh, yeah, that would be strange. Oh man, I thought a realistic looking Popeye would be really cool looking. He's a fun looking cartoon. I thought a humanized version might look pretty badass. I can't look at this guy without feeling very squirmish. His arms are very, very odd. In the article I sent you, doesn't have the best photos of him with his arms, but the videos have been trending. I'm sure you'll find it online over the next few days. I've seen it 3 times, and it's this 23-year-old Russian. He is now calling himself Popeye. His real name is Kirill.
Kirill, Kirilly.
You know what? We'll just call him KK.
KK.
Or we could just say his last name, which is Tarish. That might be easier.
Tarishan.
Okay, Tarishan. We'll call him that. Might be less insulting than KK. This is a professional podcast. We don't call people KK.
Come on.
So, Tarishan, he used some petroleum jelly. At first, I skipped the petroleum part. I thought he just used jelly, and I thought there was jello in his arms for a second. That would have been a pretty weird way of bodybuilding. But hey, what do I know? Have you seen photos of me? I do not use bodybuilding injections. So mm-hmm. he has this petroleum jelly to build fake muscle mass in his arms, which seems kind of strange to me. But, you know, he wants to look big and buff for his girlfriend, wants to scare off all those other men that come at her. Mm-hmm. And due to a misstep, his arms are now extremely large, a lot of dead muscle mass.
Oh, lovely.
Now, what does it take for a man to look at himself and go, you know what? I don't got time to go to the gym. I'm just going to throw a bunch of money down at this super sketchy doctor, shove some jelly in my arms to look nice and big.
Someone that's looking to get the ladies.
I believe he already has a girlfriend.
Oh, well, that's even better. Just needs to impress his lady girl. That's probably it.
See, I'm kind of going with the same train of thought. I'm thinking it's a very timid man, Tarishan. Doesn't sound like a guy that's super intimidating. He was probably going for a walk with his girl in the mall. This other guy, you know how these other guys are. I don't want to put a label on him, but he's definitely got a wife beater shirt, maybe some sunglasses. Maybe he's got a cigar with him while he's in the mall. He slaps Tarishan's girlfriend's ass in front of him at the mall. Tarishan's girlfriend is like, yo, Tarishan, KK, you gonna stand up for me, man? And you're gonna beat this guy up? And, you know, Tarishan's kind of like, oh, okay, well, nice ass slap, bro. That was pretty fucking cool. And then he walks away awkwardly because he didn't know how to defend his girl. And he regrets it now. She's probably given him an earful at home, very upset about the situation, and he has had enough. He's fine with people slapping his ass, but he's tired of getting yelled at by his girlfriend. So to make her happy, he's going to make some super buff-looking arms so no guy would want to slap his girlfriend's ass to make his life easier.
You know what? I believe it. I believe that story.
And I don't even have any notes today, so this is genuine. I believe this is what happened. Tarishan, you know, just wants to look after his girl. He's a good man.
No, I believe it too.
So according to the notes here, they are referring to his arms as bazooka hands. Now, did the doctor refer to it as that, or is that what his girlfriend calls them when they're in bed?
I think that might be what his girlfriend calls them.
That might be the case. I don't see the girlfriend's name in the same sentence. He is going underway surgery soon. Best of luck to him. I'm sure we won't have an update. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like the story of him getting his arms fixed isn't going to be trending in news anytime soon. But
oh,
yes,
probably not.
If you want to look it up, you should probably take a look at the man's arms. It is quite a spectacle. But I wish nothing but the best for Tarishan, his girlfriend, his bazooka hands. All the best. So on to probably the lesser known story of this week, but really the best story of this week. And that is Baskin Robbins. Sorry, did you say Batman and Robin? No, we got some new superheroes in town. It's not Batman and Robin. It's Baskin Robbins. They're here to solve crime, and the police were able to crack a cold case using an ice cream spoon from the garbage can at a local Baskin Robbins.
Really now?
You can't make this up. I like how I was saying how they should make a MCU film for Superwoman. But I think they should actually make a movie. Obviously not MCU, because this would be a good movie. But they should make a movie for this story. This is like a crazy story. This would be such a badass film. I would watch it. I'm not even joking. Definitely not as great as the Nicolas Cage film last week, but this story in all of itself is amazing. So the police in California, they cracked a 22-year-old cold case thanks to Baskin Robbins. And I don't have any notes for this, so I'm just going to try and quickly look over this. There is this man that has been filed for a bunch of sexual assault charges, which are connected to two rapes from 1997. And they were unable to figure out who it was at the time. Probably didn't have the same technologies they had now to be able to solve these cases. And the file was really dropped for a while. It's been cold for a long time. all that changed when a police ran the old samples through a public genealogy database, and all the tests ended up pointing to someone named Vien.
Now, okay.
Obviously, they didn't have any way to connect it to Vien because this was so long ago. They didn't have any samples from Vien himself back in the day. So they started running some surveillance on him, keeping an eye on him. And when they saw him visit a Baskin Robbins, they went straight there and picked up the spoon Vien used to eat some ice cream, ran the tests over it, the data matched, and they arrested the guy, and he's now facing 5 felony charges, including 3, I don't want to list them off, but yeah, he's done quite a few horrible things, and he's fucked because of eating ice cream.
This sounds like it's out of a movie.
Is this not a movie? Is this not crazy?
I feel like this is something that should be done in a movie.
Now, should Baskin-Robbins just start making their own MCU universe and just start right off with this movie and start creating a detective series of this guy named Baskin?
Absolutely.
Could Turekin and his girlfriend star in the film? I don't know. I think Turekin would pull off a great Vien.
Oh, absolutely.
Big scary arms. I feel like he's a very good, intimidating villain of this film. Or he could be the sexy Baskin. Who am I to ask?
Oh yeah. My goodness! I'm reading the charges he got charged with. Oh my goodness!
Yes, he is. Yeah, he is not a good man. Baskin Robbins is a hero for getting this guy locked up. Obviously, Baskin Robbins didn't really do anything but just serve delicious fucking ice cream.
Maybe they did. Think about this for a second. Maybe the police came into Baskin Robbins. They told the employee, hey, this guy's going to order some ice cream. If he decides to order an ice cream with a cone, slightly convince him to eat it in a cup. There you go. Baskin Robbins saving the day.
Looking at my McDonald's expertise, we charge 20 cents extra to put it in a bowl than a cone. So maybe that's just the route Baskin Robbins took. Maybe their greed to get that extra 20 cents led to Vien's demise.
Oh, dang. That's a different way of putting it.
Yeah. Woo! Go upcharge. Who would have thought you heard that?
Woohoo!
But, like, what an awesome story. This is gotta be a movie someday. I think it's great. Obviously, they'll probably make, like, a fake ice cream name. Like, they'll probably call it Raskin Bobbins or something.
Raskin Bobbins.
Whatever the name is they're going to use for a fake ice cream place. I don't care. This is going to be such a cool movie. It seems like such an awesome idea. That's great how they finally cracked this cold case. I should tell the story to my girlfriend. She's obsessed with these cold case stories. I don't know why she's so into all these murdering stories and people getting away with murder or getting caught. Maybe she secretly wants to kill me and wants to know the steps to get away with it. But whatever it is, I should show her this story because this is like the coolest cold case I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what flavor of ice cream do you think Vien was eating as his last meal?
Probably something gross like pistachio.
You think he's a man that would get pistachio?
No. Raisin ice cream. Specifically raisin bran ice cream.
Wow, way to bring raisin bran back into this. Is there even a raisin bran ice cream?
I don't know, but I bet that sick fuck had some.
I don't know. Hey, if eating raisin bran makes you a sick fuck, well, I'm the sickest of all the fucks, because that's some good-ass cereal. They tested the saliva on the spoon, so I feel like it's one of those flavors that really makes your mouth water. I liked it that the spoon was just, like, drenched in Vien's saliva. So probably something like cookie dough or something super basic like that that just always makes people instinctively just salivate all over it. There you have it. Baskin Robbins, first solved case. They're going to be the new Nancy Drew of the universe. This is going to be their first of many stories, hopefully, to come. On to bigger news, some less exciting news. We got the Stadia launch. November has really been the month of launches. First week was Apple Plus. Third week was Disney Plus. and we got the fourth week as Stadia is officially being launched. Have you heard much about Stadia?
I've heard quite a bit about Stadia. Me and my roommate have actually gotten into a couple conversations about Stadia. I personally am not interested in it, just for certain specific reasons.
Yeah, I'm not into it either. I don't know really anybody that is into it, but I understand the appeal. This week was their launch date, and they only launched with one exclusive game that isn't really known to be that great. And so the launch of Stadia hasn't been that great.
No, and I think there's a couple huge issues to that. One, it was being marketed as the Netflix of gaming, which it is not. You still have to purchase all these titles and play them via cloud. The second thing is the cloud itself and the fact that people are having gaming delays. I saw this video of a guy trying to jump a character in a game, and it's literally a 2-second delay from he presses the button to the character jumping.
Well, that would suck then, yeah.
That would suck. That's why Stadia is getting its bad rap so far. I think if Stadia were to do the whole Netflix of gaming thing, then they'd be getting a ton of profit, like Netflix does. That I see possible, because everyone wants a cheaper way of playing video games.
Yeah, being the Netflix of video games would be pretty awesome. I agree with that. I get the appeal, and I agree if they kind of went that route, it would be much more successful. I don't know how logical that would be. It seems like a fantasy for all of us people that like to play video games. That seems too good to be true. But if they were able to make that happen, that'd be awesome. The Stadia launch does very much remind me of Apple TV, where they only had a couple launches at the beginning. They're kind of like, trust us, guys. It's worth the wait. Maybe Apple TV is worth it. I still love The Morning Show. I'm still watching it whenever I can. But I don't know if Stadia is really worth it. For those of you that have it, that's awesome. But yeah, really not much to say about the launch. They only had the one game that was out, Guilt, which does seem actually pretty cool, but is it good enough to get the entire streaming gaming for it? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe wait till they have a bit more coming out, but Stadia is officially out if you guys want to check it out. Speaking of all the launches that were out, have you watched anything new exciting for Disney Plus? I know Treasure Planet, the live action, was just announced.
Yeah, the live-action Treasure Planet. I'm all over that in a frickin' heartbeat. It's shared on my Facebook immediately. Thank God. That's going to be an opening weekend ticket sale for me.
I was going to ask you, do you think it's big enough to be a movie in the theaters, or do you think they're just going to make it a Disney Plus exclusive?
I hope it's big enough for movie theaters, because Treasure Planet, along with Atlantis, are two very popular underappreciated cult classic Disney movies. And I've heard that, well, it's been announced Treasure Planet will get one. And I've heard that Atlantis is in the works of getting one. Yeah, I feel like both of those have enough fan base and enough there to possibly see a theater launch.
Yeah, I don't know about a theater launch, because I imagine Lady and the Tramp was much more successful. I guess I should look at the box office for both films. But that was a Disney Plus exclusive, so I don't know for sure. I'm happy with either. I saw the Lady and the Tramp live action already on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was amazing. So I have no issue with them making it on Disney Plus. I'm really excited. I think Lady and the Tramp, Atlantis, which I've heard rumors about, Treasure Planet, which has just been confirmed, all of these Disney films that are lesser known, not as beloved, those are the ones I want remakes for. I'm excited for those. I'll be excited for even Emperor's New Groove or some other less beloved Disney film. I think Aladdin was a bad call. It was a good film. Bad call. I think Lion King was a bad film and a bad call. I think just the beloved films. Little Mermaid, do we need to see that? I don't.
I mean, for the Lion King, it was a great call when you look at money. Money, 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 money.
Yeah, if you look at Aladdin too, it's a great call as well. For me personally, I don't find them exciting films. But yeah, for the company itself, it's still, yeah, they should do this for every great big film that they've had. The ones that interest me were Dumbo, Lady and the Tramp. I'm extremely excited for Treasure Planet. It's the live action of the cartoons that I don't think were amazing, so they can actually have a chance to improve on them.
Yeah. I mean, I just need Treasure Planet to come out right now, please, for the love of Christ.
If it's out as a Disney Plus exclusive, and I can watch it in the comfort of my room, I'll watch it the night it's released. If it's in theaters, I might wait a few weeks and see what the reaction is. Either way, I'm going to watch this. I'm very excited for this film.
Thank God.
Yeah, said as soon as I saw it, I knew you were hyped about it. There we go. Glad we can agree on something. Now, is Treasure Planet the Raisin Bran of Disney cartoons?
What?
It's not liked by most, but it's beloved by those who like it.
No, I wouldn't call it the Raisin Bran, because I fucking hate Raisin Bran. How dare would you compare those two?
But I love Raisin Bran.
I would compare it more to, I don't want to use Raisin Bran.
Okay, what Disney cartoon would be the Raisin Bran?
What Disney cartoon would be the Raisin Bran, a Disney cartoon?
Yes, if it's not Treasure Planet, I have another one in mind.
Hannah Montana.
What? Hannah Montana? No, that's nothing like Raisin Bran. That's the polar opposite. Hannah Montana would be like Fruit Loops, where all the kids like it, but when you're an adult, you realize it's not that great.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, Hannah Montana is definitely not Raisin Bran. I was going the different route. I was thinking Hunchback of Notre Dame would be the Raisin Bran, where when you see it as a kid, it is way too mature for you. It's too dark. It's not enjoyable or colorful or tasty. But when you're an adult, you look at it and go, you know what? It's not too bad. I kind of like the darker stuff. I don't like the bright color, cheerful, go-lucky flavors. I like the depressing, raisiny taste of Bran.
Okay. You know what? Good idea. Hunchback of Notre Dame, that works. Don't you dare touch Treasure Planet with Raisin Bran.
And as an adult, I love Hunchback of Notre Dame, so they both work for me.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I still haven't seen Hunchback of Notre Dame on Disney Plus yet. Andrew hasn't seen either, so I'm waiting till she finally agrees to watch it. I keep making her watch all the films, and she wants me to watch one of her films, so I guess I should compromise.
Have you experienced a glitch with Disney Plus?
What would that be?
Well, okay, I tried to watch Atlantis the other night. When it loaded up in French language with English subtitles. And I go to try and change it, and I can't change it. So I close down the app, I restart the app, I load it back up. It pops up the same way, but this time I'm actually able to switch it back to English.
English, English? Is that like KK from the Popeyes story? Are we just like repeating the
thing twice? No. I mean English language and English subtitles.
I know, I'm kidding.
Wait, no subtitles. Jesus Christ.
I've never had that experience yet. That's surprising. In fairness, I haven't seen too much Disney Plus as of late. I binged all the Star Wars films, and then once I binged all of that, I've taken a break, mostly because I've just been editing podcasts the last few days, so, and I've had work, so I haven't really had time, but I will let you know if something like that does happen to me. So the final bit of news here, which really isn't that big of a news, but it's more of an update. Joker 2 is officially announced. They haven't given any date, or they don't have any storyline for it. All they know is, shit, this movie made a lot of money. All right, we'll do a sequel. They don't have a plot line. They have nothing planned for this. They don't know what they're doing. They just know they're going to do one because of how successful Joker was, the first R-rated film to make $1 billion. Obviously, they're going to want to take this money and run with it, and a sequel is in the works.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to have the same director, possibly have Joaquin Phoenix back, which I think they need. They can't just keep jumping Jokers.
Are they not just going to have the Jared Leto story?
No, apparently Joaquin Phoenix is going to be back for this, or at least that's the director's hopes.
I know, I'm totally joking. They're not having Jared Leto back.
Oh, no.
What are your thoughts on Joker 2?
I'm not sure. See, the thing about it is that this movie was, from start to bottom, was told it wasn't going to be that much of an origin story, was going to be a standalone movie, has nothing to do with the DCEU. I thought it was a near flawless movie. And I don't think it needs to be tarnished by a sequel. There's not much they can do better with it. It's not like they're going to make the next Terminator 2 of the original compared to the original Terminator. Yeah, I mean, there's not much you can do more with this.
I'm glad we have relatively the same mindset. I am not happy in the slightest about this sequel. I am actually kind of annoyed and bummed out because when the movie was officially released and it got all this praise, Joaquin Phoenix and the director Todd, they both come out and said, we're not going to do a sequel. This is just a one film. It's just a perfect film. And I agree, it is perfect from beginning to end. I love the film. One of the best of the year. It's just so well done. And the reason why it's so good is because it's refreshing. It's not a sequel. It's not an origin story for what they plan to be the next DC movie series. This is just a standalone film, no remake, no bullcrap. And that's why I think it was also so beloved, was because people wanted to see something new. And Joker 2 is not going to be good. I'm going to call it right now. This is not going to be successful. It is going to make nowhere near the same amount of money because that's not what people liked about the Joker. People didn't watch Joker and go, oh man, that is a good origin story for what's going to be an awesome series. People just saw it and said, that is an amazing standalone film.
Even though they have the same writer that wrote the Joker movie, they're planning on bringing him back as well for it. You're still not down for it?
Oh, I'm down. I'm down on it. I am very not excited for it. Maybe if they sat together in a room, we all knew the sequel was coming after how much money it made and how, you know, the company's going bankrupt and they need actual good plot lines. After its first success in forever, it makes sense they're doing a sequel. But the least I wanted was for them all to sit down in a room, figure out a viable plot line, something that totally makes sense, work on it for like at least half a year, and then say, all right, guys, we've been thinking about it. We have something that works. But they just walked out right now and said, guys, thanks for all the money. You know what? We don't even know what we're doing yet, but we'll do it again. Let's go, guys. I'm sure the film's going to be good. I'm not saying it's going to be a garbage film. I have more faith in it than I do for most other movies that do well. I have more faith in this than the Lion King live action. I just don't think it's going to be anywhere near what this film was. And I'm not going to be excited for it. It's similar to Deadpool 2, where the first Deadpool was a thing on its own. It was amazing. It's still a top 10 film for me. I love Deadpool. I've seen that movie 10 times at least. I own it. I only own 10 films. That's one of the films I own. I love Deadpool. I did not like the second. There was nothing wrong with it. It's the same thing as the first one, but it did not have uniqueness to it. There was nothing new about it or special.
Nothing new about it.
To me, I watched it and I went, yeah, that's a Deadpool sequel. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a Deadpool sequel. It's definitely different.
It felt very similar to me, and I just thought the first one was better. But yeah, Deadpool and Joker, I feel like they're both a unique take on a superhero, and I loved both of them for how special and unique it was as a film. Joker 2, even if it does the same notes as the first one, if it just follows the same path and it feels very similar, it's not going to feel special. Yeah, I'm just a sequel hater. Sorry, guys.
I mean, it's fine. We don't hate you yet.
I'll watch it. I probably won't watch it in theaters unless I hear like insane praise for it. But I'm definitely going to watch this. I'm intrigued to see what's going to happen. I really hope they kind of follow the same notes that they have. And I really hope Batman's not in it. I like the idea of just focusing on Joker and not worrying about a hero. But they have to have Batman for this one, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. It depends on what part of the Joker origin they're tackling in this one.
What if they had the sequel? It's not Joker's origin story, but it's Harley Quinn's origin story, and Joker is part of this.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to somehow throw in Clayface into that, but
I trust me. When I was thinking of possible storylines they could do, my first thought was Clayface. You know, very serious podcast. I was trying to be serious for a second. But yeah, obviously, best case scenario. Oh my gosh, that'd be so funny. Okay, I don't even get my hopes up. If they had Clayface in this, this would be a fantastic sequel. If it's the origin story of Clayface, they take that route, I think this could be good. I think if they took... Sorry, I'm talking about Harley Quinn. Yeah, Clayface would be amazing. But I think if they took the Harley Quinn route, no Batman, no superhero. I do not want a hero. This isn't a superhero film. This is a analysis of really a man just losing his mind. And I think they could continue having this man lose his mind if he runs into Harley Quinn and showed him at the hospital at the end of the film. What if they could tie that into him meeting Harley Quinn at the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
I could see it.
Yeah, I could see it too. Why not?
Nothing news-wise actually for the story, just the announcement that it's happening. Alex, what's new going on with sports?
Nothing crazily new going on with sports. So, of course, last time we talked about baseball, the Washington Nationals won their first ever World Series, defeating the Houston Astros. However, in this story, it is not the Washington Nationals that are under the microscope, but it's actually the Astros that are facing the microscope, as they are right now in the middle of a cheating scandal. And I'll do a little bit to explain this for you that has no idea what sign stealing means.
Isn't that when you are at a very small town and you steal the Old Town Road sign because the song is very popular right now?
I knew as soon as you said small town, I'm like, oh my God, he's calling back the Old Town Road story.
I'll be honest with you. In the middle of the sentence, I changed. As soon as I said an old town, that clicked into my head. I was going to make a joke about stealing stop signs. But yeah, I'm with you there. Even I experienced that transition with you, because the second I said old town, I was like, oh my gosh.
That story.
I can actually connect it.
In any case, no, that's not it. In baseball, basically, the catcher on the team will signal to their pitcher what pitch they want to throw in between their legs before the pitch is hit. It's hidden from the batter when they're up and whatnot. It's a bunch of finger gestures and whatnot. It's illegal, technically, for teams to use video recording or anything like that to study catcher signs and be able to portray it to batters during the game. The Astros are being accused of setting up a camera in center field of their home baseball arena, and apparently they have it zoomed in on the opposing catcher and the signs they do, and right before a pitcher's about to pitch. And I've watched a video of this, and you can kind of hear it. There is the sound of someone bashing what almost sounds like a metal garbage can right before the pitcher's about to throw. And basically what that means is the pitcher is throwing a certain type of pitch. Apparently this happened during the 2017 season. Now, the reason that this is getting a lot of buzz now is because 2017 was the year that the Houston Astros went on to win the World Series. In that World Series that they played, it actually sounds like a whistle.
They upgraded, nice.
Yeah, so... Do you have any comments about that? Cheating in baseball, cheating in sports in general, or this ridiculous way of cheating?
I can't wait till next year when they use a horn. No, this is actually very interesting. So, was this the tactic they used the last game of the series where they lost?
It has not been confirmed that they used sign stealing in 2018 or 2019.
All right, so... Clearly, these boys were cheating. Yeah, I think this is pretty interesting that this happened. But I propose a rule that sports should follow. You know when you have a piece of food, Alex? Let's say you're eating a hot dog and then you see something scary. So you drop your hot dog out of fear and it hits the floor.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called the 5-second rule. That you can pick up the hot dog and germs are not allowed to touch the hot dog for those 5 seconds because there's a rule for it. We all abide to it. It's a rule that humans follow, germs follow. It's just something that society can live with without fear of germs touching your food. Mm-hmm. I think we should take the same rule and apply it to sports, and it's going to be called the 5-month rule. You can do an illegal act, but if you are caught in those 5 months, you're in big doo-doo. You're in big trouble, getting caught with the garbage can in your hand. But after those 5 months, if you get caught afterwards, I think you should have immunity. I think just like the germs not being able to touch the food, I think the press, the people should not be able to touch you. You can't be judged. Did the Astros cheat? Very likely. They beat us. They outsmarted us. We did not follow that garbage can until it was too late. 2017, that's over 2 years ago. You know what? The Astros, they outsmarted us for 2 years. They fucking deserve it. They earn my respect. If you can cheat that well, then you know what? Congratulations. You won the cup.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty unique way of doing it, especially when they brought in the whistle. It was a really smart tactic inside itself.
You know what I think?
What?
I think this is a case for Baskin-Robbins. I think they can crack down on this, solve the issues pretty easy. They have a pretty good track record. As far as I know, it's 100% success rate for Baskin-Robbins for cracking down on these situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think this is a case for them. I think they can figure this out. Figure out if they did in 2019. And even if they did, they lost. You know what? If you cheat and you lose, then you're just the biggest loser ever. So that's punishment enough.
There you go, Houston. You have the approval of my co-host. Continue on to cheat.
All right. And that is it for this podcast. You can follow us on poptopic_pod to follow up with all news or stories. We announce every podcast on there. And until next time, you can follow me at Baskin Robbins, definitely not touching their spoons. I'm Quentin.
And I'm Alex, and you will see me at the next Warner Bros. Convention, speaking to some of the higher ups about getting that Joker 2 Clayface origin story put into theaters. I'm Alex. You can thank me later.
Yeah, the Clayface origin story. That'll be pretty good. And Warner Bros. Definitely sounds like a place where you just chug a few beers with a bunch of bros and talk about the Joker sequel.
Oh, yeah. Warner Bros.
All right. See you later, guys. Bye.
Bye.